There's a giant hole in downtown Seattle. It's an entire block of empty land, and it's been that way since George W. Bush was president. A company called Triad Development held it. Their plan was to turn it into a 43-story tower with massive public plaza. But now it looks like that may never happen, and it's all because of a text message. Josh Veit is an editor at Seattle Met Magazine, and he runs their politics blog, Publicola, that he also founded. He told Jeannie Yandel it all started when one of the developers tried to influence a city council candidate.
So what happened was there was an independent expenditure group formed to take a position in the city council races. This group was going to back Council President Tim Burgess against his opponent, John Grant. And basically, they used, text messages showed and John Grant revealed, that they used the existence of this independent expenditure group as leverage and basically blackmail to ask John Grant or intimidate John Grant into getting his former group, the Tenants Union, to drop a lawsuit that was stalling development of this property across from City Hall.
What did the text messages say?
Right. So a text message from Brett Allen, developer Brett Allen, Triad developer Brett Allen, to Mayor Mike McGinn, who is his friend and who is a supporter of John Grant, who Brett Allen saw as a go-between, basically was trying to set up a meeting with Grant. And he said, you know, hey, Mike, it's Brett. Any luck getting a Grant sit-down? Just in case it wasn't clear yesterday, any deal would be contingent on the $200,000 independent expenditure going away. And he goes on to say, please tell him that we're sincere in our desire to get this resolved before any major damage done. We need him to show leadership. As an alternative, Grant could simply instruct his attorney to accept our offer on the table or make a counteroffer. Deadline is Monday at noon, after which certain bad things can't be undone. Thanks again for your efforts to try and help us both! And go Hawks!
Josh, you're a political reporter. Why would somebody do this over text message?
That's a great question. The first question is, why was Brett Allen foolish enough to seek out Mike McGinn? Mike McGinn has endorsed John Grant, is an enthusiastic supporter of John Grant, and is definitely tapped into the populist mood. So this is not going to sit well with former Mayor Mike McGinn. That's the first question. That question lets you know that Brett Allen does not appear to be a sophisticated guy. Secondly, you shouldn't do this over text. It is remarkable that someone involved in Seattle's political culture would send a text that essentially offers a quid pro quo in this blatant fashion. You know, and he was first quoted in the Seattle Times article when they broke this story saying, you know, he was being misinterpreted. I simply do not see room for misinterpretation here. And he has since apologized. So you ask, why would someone do this over text? Someone shouldn't do this over text. Someone shouldn't do this.
Should this be surprising that there are desperate developers that are basically playing political hardball with city council candidates here?
You know, I'm going to be a little contrarian to your liberal KOW listeners. I know that there is a narrative out there that developers control City Hall. And I think if you look at recent voting records, you'll find that that's not the case. The city council passed inclusionary zoning and passed linkage fees. It doesn't let developers develop in single-family zones. It reined in a pod apartment, et cetera. However, having said that and sort of tempered this, I will say it's not surprising to see moneyed interests playing local politics. They do it all the time by making big donations. What was, I think, an anomaly here and out of sync was this kind of clumsy, almost clownish attempt at blackmail, attempt to leverage an IE. And I think it played right into John Grant's narrative. John Grant has been pushing that downtown developers are bad guys. So super clownish, super clumsy. But what do you see happen? The mayor immediately says this morning, we're not doing business with this company. This is not part of Seattle's values. And you have the independent expenditure go kaput. They didn't get what they wanted, right?
What do you think this is going to do for the city council elections?
That is a great, great question. And I think that's the most significant question. And I think what it does is it solidifies. There is definitely a populist kind of mood. People are looking to blame developers for all this growth that's going on, and there's an anxiety about it. And I think what this potentially does is it solidifies a mood, an anti-developer mood, that developers are bullies. It plays into John Grant's hands beautifully. So if it does anything, if it has legs, I think it gives an anchor to a mood that's out there, something tangible to talk about, to say, look at these bully developers. So it helps the candidates that are running on a populist agenda right now.
Josh Veit is an editor at Seattle Met Magazine, and he runs their politics blog that he also founded, Publicola. He spoke with Jeannie Yandel.